Pro-Palestinian Uncommitted Movement celebrates Waltz as VP pick, urges Israel arms embargo. By Joshua Klein on August 6, 2024. The radical pro-Palestinian Uncommitted Movement, which urged Democratic voters to protest President Joe Biden's support for Israel by casting non-Biden votes in state primaries, is celebrating Kamala Harris's vice presidential candidate pick Tim Walz, as its leaders call for a complete arms embargo on the Jewish state. In a post following Democrat presidential nominee Vice President Kamala Harris's announcement of her selection of Walz on Tuesday, the Uncommitted National Movement's ex-social media account cited senior adviser Elian Farhad in suggesting that Walz has demonstrated a remarkable ability to evolve as a public leader, uniting Democrats' diverse coalition to achieve significant milestones for Minnesota families of all backgrounds. Noting that his past positions as a congressman may have conflicted with anti-war voters, the movement expressed hope that Walz can evolve on this issue as he has on others, such as shifting from an A to F rating from the NRA, while reiterating its demand for an arms embargo on Israel. Osman Nizami, the Minnesota organizer for the movement that also led the state's primary vote campaign, sought to remind Americans that Gaza is watching. As you celebrate the VP pick, remember that Israel is torturing Palestinians and burning refugee camps and shooting missiles at entire neighborhoods, she said, adding that our pressure now can save lives. Political strategist Kamang Felix, who has actively supported the Uncommitted Voter Movement, insisted in a post shared by the Uncommitted National Movement that such voters have proved their power by challenging compulsory voting. Shoutouts to everyone who said that the uncommitted vote had no purpose and that vote or die compulsory participation is the only way to change the future of the party, she wrote. Looks like the earn my vote girlies kinda ate. If not now, a Soros-backed anti-Israel group stated that it is encouraged by Waltz's unequivocal defense of the uncommitted movement, while vowing to keep the pressure on him to support an arms embargo on the Jewish state. Meanwhile, the far-left Progressive Roots Action, which sponsors the VP Unity campaign opposing Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, D, on the 2024 Democratic ticket due to concerns he could undermine party unity crucial for defeating Trump, urged members of the Harris-Waltz ticket to meet with the Uncommitted Movement's Democratic campaign leaders as they visit key states. In addition, the pro-Palestinian nonprofit Institute for Middle East Understanding, IMEU, boasted that today was another sign of our collective power. Together we can move the Democratic Party away from militarism and impunity for Israel's war crimes, and toward peace, justice and equality for all people, including the Palestinian people, the group wrote, adding that Harris has taken a step in the right direction, but there is more work to do. On Tuesday, Kamala Harris personally chose Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D, to be her vice presidential running mate for the White House in 2024. Leaders of the Uncommitted Movement, which is led by anti-Israel activists, have insisted they are to be credited for having sidelined President Joe Biden in favor of Kamala Harris, as well as the vice president's boycott of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's congressional address last month. The movement, which aims to reshape U.S. policy on Israel, has achieved significant wins, including 19% uncommitted votes in Minnesota's Democratic primary, sending 11 delegates from just the North Star state to the Democratic National Convention. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.